Okay, so last week we spoke about shaving, and we'll continue talking about this. The shaila that we're finally going to get to in Ramayisha that we've been talking about the past few weeks. Okay, so the shaila is that if somebody in the first hand up time, and over there, it's Ois Gimel. And it talks about a person that forgot to count Thursday night, and then he makes early Shabbos and he forgot to count during the day to make up for the night before. So that was the Shiloh to Ramayisha. So it's pretty short. So it started with Gimel. The Dover Afra Shashakach Lispor Ba'aril Arab Shabbos. He forgot to count for Thursday night. And then he remembered the next day after his Mekabel Shabbos when it was still daytime. If he's allowed to continue counting right now, just count now without a bracha, right? After Kabbalah Shabbos, just start counting without a bracha. Like we know the halacha is in Siman Tav Pei Tes, right? Kedisa B'Siman Tav Pei Tes, Siv Zayim, it's not speaking to my colleagues about Basa. Hine, ma'ani es daiti, zok to Moshe, im rak kibol Shabbos ba'amiris mizmer shil yom Shabbos. Let's say he just said mizmer shil yom Shabbos. That's how he's mekabel Shabbos. So then, shaper dima doitcha yedidi harav agoyer notet zvi shlita fai. So then, this in the Shaila, this person said that his uncle, notet zvi, wanted to say that this was the same halacha to a halacha that the Taz has in his Chuvas. Lahad the pasuk Taz the Chuvas of Siman Tav Reish. The Taz has Chuvas. So in the Chuvas in Siman Tav Reish, the Shaila was like this: Shabaloi Hayala Hatzibur Shaifer. The Tzibur did not have a Shaifer, right, for Rosh Hashanah. They didn't have a Shaifer. And then the goy brought a shofar after Kabbalah Shabbos. So the second day of Rosh Hashanah came out on Friday, and they didn't have a shofar. And now the goy brings the shofar after Shabbos, after everyone's the Kabbalah Shabbos. They made early Shabbos, right? It was Rosh Hashanah. They made early Shabbos. And then the goy brings... The guy brings a shofar. So now they want to blow a shofar, but they already mekabel Shabbos. So this was the shaila of the Taz. This is the shaila asked of the Taz. So he says, the Taz says a svara. Shetzrichin l'skoya shofar mitam dahabi kabola Shabbos betoyes. So he says that you should blow shofar because it was the kabola Shabbos was a kabola betoyes. Yeah, they're Mekabel Shabbos, but if they would have known that a Shofar was coming, they obviously wouldn't have been Mekabel Shabbos. So therefore, since it's Mekabel Shabbos, B'toyes, so they can go ahead and blow the Shofar. So then, Zakhtar Moshe, so too, his this guy's uncle, the person that has the Shofar, his uncle made that the same Tushto, that if someone's forgot to count Sfir Seimer, he's Mekabel Shabbos, he just said Mizmer Shil Yom HaShabbos. But he just said that he didn't daven Maariv yet, he just was Mekabel Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So then you can say this Svar of the Taz, it was a Kabbalah B'Toyes. Because if he would have known that he didn't count Sfira, then he would want to say Sfira, right? And therefore, so it was a Kabbalah B'Toyes. So same exact Svar. The Yeshleimer, so that, but then it says Ramayit like this. The Yeshleimer, the Nisker Acher Shekfar Yisfal Tfil Saris. Let's say the guy daven Maariv. Shul Shabbos. Shim Neima She'ein a Kabbal. So why do you say the same as far? Say that it's okay. So what? He's Mekabal. So what? He daven Maariv. It was still a Kabbalah B'Toyes. He says, Shim Neima She'ein a Kabbal. Hare Yimtzeh the Avr al Sheva Brachos Levatala. No, because here, now you're getting into more problems. Well, you just say Mizmer Shilam Shabbos. So that's just some Kapitloch Tehillim. So yeah, you're Mekabal Shabbos when you say those Kapitloch Tehillim, but what's the problem with saying them again? No problem at all. So you say Kabbalah B'Toyes, it's no problem. But if you daven Maariv on Shabbos, so then you said seven brachos of Atal, but Gamal Skor Shemos of Atal, also just mentioning Hashem's name of Atal. Shevem sa brachais, that you say while you're davening, shlei shayach la'ayim b'lay bracha. It's not shayach to say without a bracha. So you have to say this is Shemus Hashem. The Hayachid Shetaya B'Yayim HaMayim Nesfal Shashabas Rafak Sosfal. We know that if somebody, if the Yachid makes a mistake, he thinks that it's night and he davens, he'd have to daven again. So that is, if a guy makes a mistake, whether it's Shabbos and he davens. But Eich Neymar Shabbishvil Kiyim Mitzvah Saseh D'Rabbonim the sphere of Bizman Azel HaHabashitas. But to say that it's worth it to have all the Shemus of Atola, because in order to get the din of Sfiris HaIron, which a lot of Shitas holds as Derabonon, right? We know Shitas that holds as also Deraisa. But a lot of Shitas holds as Derabonon, so just to get Sfiris HaIron, which is Derabonon, and therefore you're going to have to daven Ma'ariv again. So all those Shem HaShems that you mentioned were Levatala, he says, that much I don't know if I can give it to you. Then he says, and also, Megamshu Rak B'Safik, there is a man, the Alma, that holds that you cannot say Sfiris HaOmer during the day. The reason why we say this is because there's one shita that holds that you could. So if you forget, so if you forget the night before, so then you can say it the next day because there is one shita that holds that you can say it. But he says, number one, first of all, it's the whole thing, many Rishonim hold it's Derabbanan, Sfiris HaOmer. Second of all, even if you say it's not Derabbanan, but there's shittas that hold that you can only count at night. So now, what are you gaining now by saying during the day, after Kabbalah Shabbos, you're going to say Sfiris HaOmer, and then make all these brachas on Atala, but there's shittas that hold that you can't say Sfiris by day. So there's a number of reasons why it's not worth the risk of all those brachas on Atala. So it... because of all of that, like Yakin al Brachal of Atala, the Shema Brachas, the Betfilas Harish, the Shabbos, all scores, Harish Shemus of Atala. So he says, that much, I don't know, that much I'm not going to give you. If, according to this Svar of the Taz, that the Svar is that it's the Kabbalah Betayas, so he says that much, to say, to only to get Sfiris HaOmer, to say it was Kabbalah Betayas, that much I can't give you. He says, he says for sure for a yachid, even a yachid, when it comes to shayfer, he doesn't know. He says, even let's say a guy brings a shayfer. So a guy brings a shayfer, and everybody heard, but this one guy didn't hear. And he was Mekabel Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So for a yachid, he said, I don't know if this tshuva sataz would even apply if it was just a yachid. Mm-hmm. He says, also, kosher came as manazeh when Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Shabbos is always the second day, right? Because lo yadu reish. So there's always the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which is only a rayot of midrabanon. So that the kiyush shayfer of the second day of Rosh Hashanah is only midrabanon. So then he says, I don't know if the Taz would even be masking by its kiyush shayfer by a yachid. So here we have Sfiris HaOmer, which is also only a yachid. So it's a yachid, it's not a rabbin. Like this, the chuvus of the Taz when there was a rabbin. The whole city didn't hear Tekiah Shaifer. Yeah. But anyway, if this guy by Sfiris HaOmer is one guy. So number one, you have a lot of Sfaris, why it's only Derabbanan anyway, and they're going to be Gairim, all these Brachas of Atala. And also, who says you can say during the day? And also, it's only a Yachid, which even by Tekiah Shaifer wouldn't be good enough to say the Sfar of the Taz. And he brings a ride that sometimes is different for Yachid than a Tzibur. Sometimes we're more lenient when it comes to Rachas of Atal, when it comes to a Tzibur, not a Yachid. Or we're more lenient in certain halachas when it comes to the Tzibur. Oh, okay. So now, that is one Sfar of the Taz. But, Zalakta Maisha, the next paragraph. I'm going to the next paragraph. Ah! L'tam Asheni Shal Taz. This is the second Sfar of the Taz. The heavy Beis Yosef, the heavy Yordei B'Shem Asman. He brings from Beis Yosef and Yordei B'Shem Asman. He brings from the Ogre, okay? And he says basically like this. Ukinakasa Bagra, I'm skipping a few lines all the way down to where the first word in the line is Hagra. Heaven.
Yeah.
Hagra. Ukinakasa Bagra is if cotton vav. Diladvarim beloy shayich l'shabes vaday lav lailahu. This is a number of places you find that things that are not negeya to Shabbos, it's not considered nighttime. When someone's mekabel Shabbos early, so is it the pshat that it's the next day for him? Or is the pshat that it's Friday, but it's Shabbos for him? He has all dine Shabbos on Friday. So he says that it's that this thing that you're mekabel Shabbos early, for any mitzvah that has nothing to do with Shabbos, for anything that has nothing to do with Shabbos, it's not considered Shabbos then. This is Melashah like by Zayin Nikim, by Avelis, for other things, by Shaifer, Tkiya Shaifer. So he says, for other, this is also Svar of the Taz. So since it has nothing to do with Shabbos, so then it's still considered data. So he says, Abizoyla, feed that Svara, so then even if a guy davened Ma'ariv already, but it's still nighttime, it's still daytime outside, he should be able to be the count speaker. And he says, well, we know that after Plaga Mincha, there's a shita, right? He says, "Afal yesh lodin machmas the ikud the savri the kishel safra acha Plaga Mincha." There is a shita that we saw. I think we saw this last week, beginning of last week, that said that after Plaga Mincha, there are, right? Even though it's a little shvira, but there are shitas that hold that it's a good enough sphira for night after Plag. I hear you guys said. And he brings down the Berlach that we saw last week. Right? We said that when Mechaber said Mibayid Yon, right? Remember we had that Mechaber said Mibayid Yon, the Lash of Mibayid Yon, if the Tzibur's counted Mibayid Yon. So what does Mibayid Yon mean? So we brought the Mishmur that said that Harbi Achorim Loyon, that that's talking about after Shkia, by Ben Hashmashas. But the Berlach has a slew of Rishai of Achorim that hold that Mibayid Yon means after Plag. And that was the big chiddush to us, that even that Mibayid Yon can mean after Plag. And their yaitza, the sphere of the next day. Mm-hmm. It's the sphere of that night.
It's still broad daylight.
It's still broad daylight, but there's still yaitza, the sphere of night.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, so if you hold like that, I don't know if I can give you this heter.
Yes.
I don't know if I can give you this heter, even though it's day, even though it's still day, but if it's already this man for counting sphere for the next day, you can't make up for the day before. But he says, well, if you hold the Mibayid Yom, it's after Shkia. So then you're okay. Then I can still give you this head.
We could deal with it tonight. You could say, you could
yeah, no, we're not talking about the guys actually counting. Today the guy didn't count. It's Friday, Arab Shabbos, so he didn't count yet. He didn't have Marv yet. Right, but the thing is that once it's the Zman of Sphere for the next day, then you missed the day before.
Well, you can say, I'm counting on it tonight that it's not the Zman for tomorrow yet.
But then every single day you have to count with the tonight.
No, just this one.
What are you talking about? Let's say Friday after Shabbat, the guy was in Kabul early Shabbos.
Yeah.
So you want to make it tonight that what? You want to make it tonight that if I'm counting. You want to make up for last night.
Yeah.
What's the tonight you want to make?
If Mibayid Yom means before Shkia, then I'm not counting. But if Mibayid Yom means now, you know, if it's then I want to count for Friday.
For Thursday. You mean for Thursday night? But I missed Thursday night.
Thursday night, which is Friday.
And then I'm making up for Thursday night.
You just have to say that to another. You have to speak.
Yeah, I know, but would you be able to make the bracha though? Not sure if you would make the bracha for the next night.
Well, you could come without a bracha.
Right, I know, but Ramesh wants you to get the bracha.
Well, wait a minute.
You want to continue counting with the bracha.
You're not going to say a bracha now. It's in the daytime.
No, that night, Friday night, you want to count with the bracha.
You're counting for Friday. You're not counting for Shabbos.
I know, but the problem is that if you're not making up for Thursday night, you can continue counting with the bracha.
No, but right now you're not going to make a bracha.
Right now you're not going to make a bracha for what? Friday
for
night?
Friday. Not Friday night, but for Friday.
Right, that's for sure, but you want to continue counting Friday night with the bracha.
That's right. Friday night after
Thursday. So tonight's not going to help you then.
But because when Friday night comes, after it sings, now you're counting for the next day.
Right.
So you can resume counting with the
bracha. Yeah, I know, but if you...
Because you didn't miss counting.
Right, but if it's already not the time to make up for Thursday night, if you missed it, if you cannot make up for Thursday night anymore...
Well, then...
Right, then you can't count the bracha. So no tonight is going to help you to be able to continue counting with the bracha Friday night. If you miss Thursday night, you're gone. Right, so the shaila is, the guy missed Thursday night, but now it's after Plag. So is after Plag already considered time to count for the next day?
Yeah.
Or can you still make up for the day before?
Yeah, so I'm suggesting that when you count, you see that tonight, that this is still from yesterday.
I know, but if on that side, that let's say that, but on the side that it's not for, let's say it's too late.
Oh, wow.
So then you cannot make a bracha then.
The following day, you'll be able to make a bracha.
That night, you can't make a bracha. So anyway, so Ramosha, that's why Ramosha said that if you hold the Mibayyoy means plug after plug, so then you can be stuck. So therefore, but if not. Now we have two svaras here, right? He brought two pshatim in the taz. There's one, two different tazes. One taz that holds... says the svara of Kabbalah with Tayyus. And then he says one taz that says that this nuzah, that anything that's not negea for Shabbos is not considered nighttime. So, which one does he hold like?
Which one does Rav Moshe Feinstein hold
like? So at the end, it's cut off. And this thing, but at the end he says that it's more mistabel like the second shot of the taz, and therefore... a person can still make up. He can still make up if he misses Thursday night. He can still make up.
Count Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Now, when I get into some other shilas, okay, a few shilas about counting during Sfiras Omer. There's a number of Gishmaka shilas here in Halacha Tav Pei Tes, starting with Sif Hei. Okay. So the first halacha sif hey is like this. Sometimes it could be that a person he won't know what day Sfiras Omer is, right? He won't know what day it is. And what he'll do is he'll say the bracha. And then, right, let's say the guy's not davening at the minyan, for whatever reason. But the guy wants to say Sfiras Omer. So he'll say like this. I'll say the bracha. I'll say Baruch Atah Hashem, Sfiras Omer. And then he'll look up in the back, right? You'll turn the page. And then you'll see, let's see, today is, whatever it is, the year. And I'll see, that's the bracha, that's the day that you make. Okay? So if a guy does that, is he Yoytzis Fierce Armor? Do you have to have in mind what the day is when you make the bracha? Okay? So Sifhei. Im Eidei HaCheshben. The guy does not know what the Cheshben is. Upasach HaDaitei Delasayin K'moysha Yishma Mechavei. Here, in this case, the Mechaber, that he's going to stand sitting next to the guy, and he'll say, listen, whatever that guy says the day is, that's what I'm going to go with. So I'm going to make the bracha with him, and then as soon as I'm going to wait, give him a second for him to say it, he'll say, ayoy, whatever it is, and then he'll say, okay, then I'll count whatever he counts. So in that case, look at the Mechaber, you're yotze. Zog the Mishabura Sifkatan Choftes, Vesiyim Kamayu Yatza, writes a Loimar, Af Bibrach. He's Yatza even the Brach. Da Daita the Hachi Pasacha Brach of Vesiyim. Vika Sima Psycha. So there's a beginning and end of the Brach. Umi Kalmak. Lechachila Eloi Levarech Ela and Cain Yadea Mitchila Eza Yoim Hayim. Lechachila, you should not do this. L'chatchila, you have to know what the day is before you make the bracha. Because the aser lahafsik afilu b'shtika. It's aser to be mafsik even if you're just quiet. You're not saying anything. You can't be mafsik. Bein abracha l'mitzvah yoyse b'kedei dibur. You're really lechavchil and not supposed to be mafsik more than a kedei dibur. So then as soon as you make the bracha and you're waiting to hear what this guy says, that you're already being quiet. You're getting into the shayla. Is this more than kedei dibur? So therefore he says that lechavchila avada you should know what day it is before you make the bracha. The Sharetzion in Sivkot and Lamed Vav brings down from the Chayk Yaakov that he says that the Olam is Mekel even Lechatchila with this, that they don't care about what, they don't know what the bracha is before. And he says, like the Mishabura and the Sharetzion, Ein Devarav Mechavarim B'zeh L'Hakol L'Varech HaSemach Shish Machakach. It's not Mechavar like this. It's not Mechavar that L'Chadchila you should go ahead and make the bracha. So Avada L'Chadchila, before you make the bracha, you should know what day it is. Okay. Now, the next halacha starts like this. Very gishmak. Let's say a guy starts off making the bracha, and he thinks that it's the fourth day of the Omer. So he's having him out getting an account. Tonight is the fourth day of the Omer. Baruch atah Hashem al kinem al chayom. Right? And then he says, and then he remembers, oh wait, it's really the fifth day of the Omer. Yeah. So is that better, worse, or equal to the halacha before? So Sivo. In Pasach Vav, Baruch atah Hashem al kinem al chayom, adaita delema hayom arbo. He has in mind when he says the bracha to say Hayoyim Arba'ayim. Shehu Saver Shehem Arba'ayim. He thinks it's the fourth day. V'nizkar, and then before he says the Yoyim, V'siyem B'chamisha. And then he says, oh wait, it's the fifth day. And he says, Hayoyim Chamishyam. V'heim Chamisha, it is Tak of the fifth day. The second time he got it right. So, Oyivcha, Shehem Arba'ayim. Actually, before I get into this, I want to just finish this off because this end is going to be a little bit different. But anyway, if you just skip to the end, he says, Eina Chayz Mavarak. So that's good enough. The guy says he has in mind, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKim HaKlam, he has in mind the wrong day. And then all the way at the end, he corrects himself. He says, you do not have to make a new brach. You're good. You're yaitz. Now, look at the next part of the Mishnah, of the Mechaber. Oy Ivcha. Or the opposite. For example, Shehim Arba, it's the fourth day of the Omer. Upasach Adaita Delei Marba. And he starts off making the bracha, and he thinks that it's the fourth day. So he says the bracha thinking it's the fourth day, and it is the fourth day. V'ta v'siyim b'chamisha. And then he says, Hayim Chamisha Yom Loim. So he thinks it's the fourth day, and it is the fourth day. But he actually says, Hayim Chamisha Yom Loim. So he said the wrong day. What's the halacha? Ein achayzim mevarech. You're yaitzah.
Well, he didn't count the right day.
He didn't count the right day. Rechaber says he's yaitzah.
He's going to have to count the right day.
Rechaber says he's yaitzah. So zok mishnah brura, sifkot lama days, as you can imagine, ein achayzim mevarech, ha'achroyim tabua dinza, ha'achroyim artamiya, bishlam ha'reisha, b'reisha, bishlam ha'reisha, where the guy thought it was the wrong day. And then he fixed himself up. Should see the chamisha, but who chamisha? Nicha the yotza. I understand why you should be yotza in that case. Shari siper kedin, because he actually said the right sphira. Apa gavni b'shas brachasa yisav b'shu arba lav klumu. Even though when he said the bracha, he thought it was the fourth day. This is in the ratio. It doesn't matter. Shari apulay b'yotza yotza. It doesn't matter what you were thinking by during the bracha, because the nice at the end of the day, you said the right. Sphere, and even if you didn't make the bracha, if you're kind of said the right sphere, then that's good. Abu Basefa, my mahani lan shemeshas bracha, yodei ziyaymu. What's it going to help you? That the Seifa that you knew the right day at the time of the bracha. Halayakopan in the fifth, sibri yam sheina. Lamaisa, you counted the wrong day. How cares what was in your mind when you made the bracha? You counted the wrong day. The hiskimu. So the Achrayim that are all Toma on this din of the Mechaber, they say, what are you talking about, Mechaber? You completely missed the boat here. The halacha is that Avadi going to have to say that. You're going to have to make another bracha. and count again. The bechasa rishayna haisal levatala. The first bracha is a bracha levatala, because you said the wrong day. Of course, if you don't remember takadibur, then shaz chayzav esafik din bracha ilo. Then you can just say the right sphere, and then everything's good.
They argue with the Mechaper. They're rejecting the Mechaper.
Yeah, so they are rejecting the Mechaper. So what's Pshat in this Mechaper? Mechaper is very schwer. How can it be? How can it be that you're Yaitza? You had in mind the right day, and then you counted the wrong day, how can it be that you're Yaitza?
The Mazna and Kol kind of needed.
Yeah, the Mazna and Kol. So Zot the Be'alach. Here we go. So take a look at Mishnah Brura. The Achrayim are to me on this. Right? Like what the Kashmir just says. Vihine, hataz tirit. So comes the taz, and the taz comes to defend the mechaber. He says like this: the ein kavonas hamechaber v'siyem al sfiro gufa. When the mechaber says that he was posach adaita the lema arba, v'tov v'siyem bechamisha. What does it mean that he was siyem bechamisha? He completed and said bechamisha. It's not talking about Sfira. It's not talking about that he said the Sfira of Chamisha. It means that he's talking about the Bracha. So he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. He was thinking that it's the fourth day. And then the Siyum Chamisha means, and then he changed his mind in the middle of the Bracha. In the middle of the Bracha, he changed his mind. He said, no, wait, it's the fifth day. And then he said, it's the fifth day. Yashar Kedish HaMashiach, Asfira Saibur. And then Avadi, he counted the right day. When he said, he was having in mind to count the fourth day. And then at the end, he's like, no, wait, today's the fifth day. But then Avadi, he counted the right day. And then you don't make a new bracha. Why? Because since in the beginning of the bracha, at least he had in mind the right day. He had in mind the fourth day. It was the fourth day. And then he changed his mind in the middle. So he says, you go baser b'psicha. Ubedin harishayin, shetzin ha-mechaber. And the first halacha that the mechaber said, nami v'ki agadno. It's also the same thing. It's not that he counted the right. Avadi, in both halachos, he's counting the right day. And the first part of the malach, the first part of the mechaber is saying that he had in mind the wrong day mitchila, and then at the chasima of the bracha, he remembered that it was the fifth day, and was siyum mechamisha. Yeah. So in both cases, he counted the right day. Just one case. He had the right intention for the right day in the beginning of the bracha, and one, he had the right intention at the chasima of the bracha. Mm. So Zok the Taz, in that case...
Which one?
In the first case, the chasima was the right one. So how can you go after the chasima in one and the psicha in the other? Mm-hmm. What do you do by Sfira Zarmah? Which is more important? Do you go after the psicha of the bracha or the chasima? Mm-hmm. Zok the Taz... Mishum the humils of the Rabbanon, since Sfir Saimer is a Rabbanon, like many Rishonim, even though we say again, many Rishonim was the Raisa, but we pass from the Rabbanon. So since many Rishonim hold the Rabbanon, and that's how we pass in, Azlinon Basrayu Lakula. So therefore we always go Lakula. So either you go Basra, whatever he had at the right intention. If the Psicha was the right intention, then you go with the Psicha. If the Chasima was the right intention, then you go with the Chasima. You hear this taz with the big chiddush. V'din zeh etikla achoynim la'alocha. Ah, Hataz Hoylid Mizadin Chadash. Comes out from the Taz of Gevaldik Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? The Hecha the Hapsicha Behachasima Hoya Adaito Whisper Yom Chamishi. If let's say the Psicha and the Chasima were wrong, let's say both were wrong. And then after he finished the bracha, he realized that it's a different day. According to the Taz, Chayzer Mevarech. According to the Taz, you have to make a new bracha.
This is where he had the wrong intention, the beginning and the end of the bracha, and then he counted the wrong day?
Then he counted the right day.
He counted the right day. Now he says you got to go back and do it again.
You got to count Zuck the Taz. The Taz is like this. Because the whole din in the Mechaber is at least you did part of the bracha with the right intention. According to the Taz. The way that the other Achonim are learning the Mechaber is that no, you did the entire bracha wrong.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you counted the right day. So those Achonim will hold that you don't have to have, who cares about Kavana? We don't care about what you were thinking about when you made the bracha. Zok the Taz, no, you learned the Mechaber wrong. Because if you learn the Mechaber like that, the Mechaber is very shver. Because why in the world would the Mechaber say, in the Chayzim Mavarech? Mechaber holds your yaitza. You counted the wrong day, but you had intention for the right day. Mechaber holds your yaitza. At least he says in the Chayzim Mavarech. Maybe you'll say that the pshat in the Chayzim Mavarech means that you don't have that you don't you can't make the bracha again, but your yaitza spheres are over.
So what does the Taz say that he means?
I'm sorry. In a Chayzim Mavarech, but you have to count the right day. Maybe that's how you can say the Mechaber. But the Taz didn't want to learn like that. The Taz is learning in a Chayzim Mavarech means you're not yaitza.
So you have to count again.
So according to, so if the mechaber, what's the mechaber?
Well,
right, but according to the cash is that all the acharyim that are learning that even if you have the wrong intention for the entire bracha, and then you said the right sphira, the Taz holds you not yaitz. Why would the Taz hold you not yaitz? I'm sorry, I made a mistake. A guy has the right intention the entire bracha. But then he counts the wrong sphira.
Mm-hmm.
He counts the wrong sphira. According to those achrayim, the way they're learning the mechaber, you yaitza. You counted the wrong sphira.
Yeah.
But according to mechabers, according to the way the achrayim are learning, other achrayim, not the Taz, are learning the mechaber, as long as you had the intention for the right day,
mm-hmm.
even though you counted the wrong day, your yaitza.
Yeah.
So that's all that heard about. The Taz comes to answer the Mechaber. But once the Taz is coming to answer the Mechaber, so then he comes out a new din. It comes out that Allah is, according to the Taz, the way the Taz learned the Mechaber, that if you have you have intention for the wrong day,
mm-hmm.
the entire bracha, and then you count the right day, you're not yaitza. You counted the right day.
Right, and you're not yaitza.
You're not yaitza, according to the Taz.
And according to the Mechaber, if you counted the wrong day...
Well, wait. The Taz is learning this pshat in the Mechaber.
Yeah.
But the way the other Achoinim learn the Mechaber, like what you said. So here, as he says here, so b'din zel yeskimu imay kam Achoinim. And many Achoinim do not agree with the Taz. But that's how the Taz is far and free in the Mechaber. Otherwise, you're going to be sure in the Mechaber. Okay.